Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sateri, and how can I assist you today?
Well, my card was used for two things. It was used for $85, and it was used for $39. Now, I didn't use it.
Okay, can I get your zip code, please?
Yes, 30281.
Thank you. Okay, and can you verify that name on the account?
It's Ron Koenigs.
Ron Koenigs. And you, I'm sorry, you said that zip code was 30281?
Yes, ma'am.
And is that the name that's under the credit card that was charged?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I don't see that name in the system. I'm going to get you to spell your first name for me.
It's R-O-N.
Your last name?
K-O-E-N-I-G-S. I've had this for almost a couple months.
So I have K-O-N-E-I-G-S?
K-O-E-N-I-G-S.
Okay. Yeah, I still can't pull your card number up. Okay, so do you have that card with you that has been charged?
Yes, I do. Hold on.
I just need the first and the last four.
You need the last four?
I need the first six first.
Oh, the first six? It's 4217. 8340.
Okay, whoa. So I have 4217 8, and then one more.
8340.
No, I just need the first six first. So I have 4217 8, and after 8?
3. 3? Yeah.
Okay. And then now I'll get your last four.
2852.
Thank you. Yeah, I still can't pull you up in the system. What did you order? How much was it?
How much was it what?
How much was it? Like, how much did they charge you?
Well, they didn't charge me. Well, they tried to charge me $85.
Oh, okay.
But well, I don't have enough money. I don't have no money in it. I didn't charge it.
Okay.
I didn't charge the card.
Okay, well, I definitely can't pull your account up. So that's probably why I can't pull it up. Because we haven't charged you anything.
It's Ronnie. It's R-O-N-E-Y.
Yes, sir. I used your name. I did your zip code. Let me try your phone number. Oh, Ron. Is it R-O-N?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have it under that name. And then K-O-E-N-I-G-S.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. That's why I couldn't pull it up, because I was putting Ronald, your whole name. Sorry about that. All right, let's see what we have here. Okay, so you paid $7.95 for shipping and handling for a tackle bag?
That's not me. I don't go fishing. I don't have a car yet.
Okay, so. But it's not, it was just $7. Like, we haven't.
It's not me. I didn't charge it.
Okay, well, I can.
I don't have a car.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and get that canceled. Is that your car number ending in 359?
Excuse me?
Okay, can you verify your email address for me?
My email is rkoenigs32@gmail.com.
Okay, well, this is the correct person. Okay, yeah, we only charge you $7.95 for shipping and handling. For a tackle bag, you could have entered a contest for that bag.
No, I didn't enter nothing. I'm here all alone. I didn't enter nothing.
Did you take?
I didn't know. No, I didn't. I didn't cover nothing.
Okay, well, that's fine. I can get you counseled today, and you will no longer be charged with from us for that credit card. I can go ahead.
What about $39.85 and $85?
We haven't charged you for that much. We only charge you for $7.95. And
okay.
Was,
I don't have that.
Yeah. So you are counseled. Yeah,
okay.
We haven't charged you anything else. That may be another company.
Well, what company is this?
Well, we're a third-party call center, but you said something about a bigger charge, and I don't see it on here. So
yeah, there's a bigger account, but I don't have that.
Right, but you are no longer being charged, so you're good to go.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and you have a great day. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye.